All right. Let's begin by noticing the points of contact between your body and the chair, the softness of the cushion beneath you, the gentle support it offers. Take a comfortable inhale and exhale slowly. Bring your attention to your feet. Sense them against the floor and allow them to soften. Imagine the muscles around your toes and soles releasing any tension, melting like colored wax pooling on a warm surface. As you continue to breathe, inhale deeply through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Bring your awareness upward to your ankles and calves. Let them soften like a gentle wave rolling in and then receding. Any tightness simply drifts away. Feel your knees relax, your thighs warm. With each exhale, allow that warmth to spread. Now, shift your focus to your hips and abdomen. Imagine a gentle lightness as if a thousand warm, soothing fingers massage each muscle, coaxing it into ease. Let your belly rise and fall naturally. There is nothing you need to do but just breathe. Draw that relaxation to your lower back and mid-back. Picture any stiffness dissolving, settling like sand at the bottom of a clear pool. Your chest and shoulders now soften as well. Shoulders drop, releasing the weight of worry, the urge to be ever watchful, ever available. Bring your focus now to your neck. Let the muscles lengthen as though a gentle, warm breeze is encouraging them to let go. Move up to your jaw. If your teeth are lightly touching, let them part by a hair's breadth. Allow your jaw muscles to unclench. Let your lips part in a small, natural space. Direct your attention now to your cheeks, your eyes, and your forehead. Imagine any lines of tension smoothing out like ripples on a calm lake settling into glassy stillness. Feel the rest of your face become soft, serene, untouched by strain. As you continue to breathe at your own pace, know that with each breath, you're descending deeper and deeper into a gentle, comfortable state of inner calm. And in a moment, I'll count down from 10 to 1. And with each number, you'll drift twice as deep into this comforting, peaceful state. By the time I finish, you'll feel as though you're floating on a cloud, fully receptive to the positive suggestions that will follow. 10, drifting deeper and deeper. 9, settling into ease. 8, feeling heavier, yet light inside. 7, tension melting completely. 6, each breath guiding you further. 5, halfway there, so very calm. 4, the world outside grows distant. 3, drifting softly, just drifting. 2, almost entirely relaxed. 1, deeply calm, safe, and at peace. And in this state of deep ease, your unconscious mind can begin to see patterns clearly. Imagine a moment in which you felt compelled to drop everything and respond. Perhaps the moment you heard your phone ring in the middle of a restful pause. That moment when you felt a flash of, I must answer, I must be there. Notice how your heart might have tightened as though an invisible thread pulled you upright. Now, as you notice that sensation in your mind's eye, allow it simply to be observed without judgment. Watch it gently soften as though that thread begins to loosen. Visualize that sense of hyper-responsibility taking form as a small, heavy cloak you've been wearing. Dark, thick, weighted with the unspoken belief that if you're not always available, something terrible will happen. That cloak has been stitched over time, early patterns, reinforcing voices, precious memories of caring for family. And yet, observe now that you have the power to set it aside for a moment, to lay it down. Feel the relief that begins to fill the space once occupied by its weight. Let's explore that belief more closely. The belief of the following words. If I'm not always there, Alec might leave, I might miss out, I might lose connection, or something bad might happen. Let's explore that belief more closely. In this trance, your mind can view this as an old story that no longer serves you. See the story written on a page, a narrative you've read so many times, you've believed it's unchangeable. Notice now that you hold a pen and you begin to rewrite these lines. You adjust memories, emphasizing how your daughters, strong, independent women, have always flourished without you needing to hover. See that they've chosen their own paths, thriving in cities of their own. You've trusted them to be self-reliant, and they have shown you they can flourish. Let that confidence in their independence widen, reinforcing the truth that it is safe for you to release that constant guardian role. Now, shift your attention toward Alec. Picture him as well, a man whom you love deeply, yet who, in the last year or so, has grown distant, buried in businesses, caught up in his false self struggles. You might fear he'll leave you for something else, or that he'll travel the world without you. That fear feels so real, but see that you are not responsible for his choices. You can care for him. You can support him, but the weight of his journey does not rest on your shoulders alone. As you imagine letting go of that cloak, feel a gentle breeze lifting it away, revealing the truth beneath. You are worthy of living fully, of traveling, of resting, of enjoying a vibrant life, even if Alec cannot join you on every trip. Your life, your spirit, can be exciting and rich on its own terms. Your daughters remind you of that. They are friends, confidants, independent travelers. Remember times you've trusted them to follow their own path. That same trust can now extend to yourself. Trust that even if Alec chooses to go off on his own adventure, you will still be safe, loved, and whole. Imagine now that within you, deep in your core, there's a gentle spring of confidence. It's soft, warm, and soothing. When that cloak of hyper-responsibility lifts, that spring bubbles upward, offering replenishing energy. Picture a small, clear pool of water your own resource where you can step in anytime you feel overwhelmed. When you notice the urge to drop everything and connect, you can gently step into that pool. Feel its gentle ripples wash over you and remind yourself, I am enough. I do not have to be constantly available. I can choose when to respond, and all will be well. Now, say silently to yourself the following words. I give myself permission to rest without guilt. My daughters are capable and thriving. I have a safe, loving connection with Alec, even when he is not instantly reachable. I trust in the flow of love. I don't have to control every moment. Envision these affirmations glowing as gentle lights within your heart. Each time you notice that impulse to be hyper-responsible, especially when it comes to Alec's whereabouts, you can recall this inner pool, these lights, and allow the reassurance to wash through you. Now, imagine a scenario a few days from now. It's early evening. You're sitting in a favorite armchair, sipping a cup of tea, perhaps. Your phone buzzes, and you see that Alec has sent a text about his day. In the past, you might have jumped to reply immediately, pausing whatever restful moment you were enjoying. But today, in that imagined future, you feel calm. You allow yourself to finish your tea, to finish reading the page of your book. And when you're ready, feeling relaxed, you open your phone, reply to Alec, and feel joy that you responded on your terms. You sense a softening in your heart. It's still possible to connect, and he will reach out again. You don't have to control the timing to feel secure. Next, imagine planning an evening outing with your daughters, perhaps over a video call. They share stories of their lives in another city, and they've taken responsibility for themselves, built careers, relationships, lives filled with their own adventures. You smile, proud that you've entrusted them to their own paths. You bask in the warmth of that pride. Notice how that sense of trust extends to your relationship with Alec, knowing that he too is on his journey, and that love is not measured by constant availability. Feel how balanced, how peaceful your heart is in that scene. Feel how your mind can hold two truths at the same time. You care deeply for Alec, and you also care for yourself. You no longer feel torn. You feel expansive, confident, free to choose when to be available and when to simply rest. And as you come back from this trance, these positive changes will continue to deepen. Whenever you sense the tug of war of these words, I must always be available. Whenever you sense these words, these sentiments, you will remember that soft, soothing pool within you and pause to breathe. You'll gently ask yourself, is it necessary right now? And allow yourself grace. At night, when you let phone notifications rest, you will sleep with ease, knowing that connection is not lost by choiceful silence. When you look at your adult daughter's photos, so happy, so independent, you'll remember that you have raised them to be self-reliant, and that same wisdom applies now to yourself. If you ever doubt, simply take 3 deep breaths. Picture the cloak gently falling to the ground, and know that you are safe, loved, and whole, regardless of immediate availability. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. As I count, you'll gradually return to full waking awareness, feeling refreshed, calm, and at peace, carrying with you the reassuring sense of balance you've discovered. 1, becoming more aware of your surroundings. 2, feeling gentle energy returning to your limbs. 3, becoming conscious of the surface beneath you, the sounds around you. 4, taking a deep, energizing breath, arms and legs stretching now. And 5, eyes open, fully awake, feeling rested, feeling secure, and ready to enjoy your day.